All of the podcasts here at the Sideshow Network are now at the touch of a button on your iPhone and iPad. With the new Sideshow Network app, tune into all your favorite podcasts here at the Sideshow Network. Go to iTunes App Store, search for Sideshow Network, and download our free app to stream all of your favorite Sideshow Network podcasts at any time you want. The top comedians in the world are at your fingertips with the Sideshow Network app for iPhone and iPad.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. You know something? I didn't even know what an online portfolio was until they told me. And like, if you're a photographer, you already know. It's a portfolio. It's that simple. You put all your pictures in or whatever you want to show. That's brilliant. I didn't think anything could be that simple, but it is at Squarespace. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use offer code Alonzo9. This is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 57 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Sorry there's been a little delay in podcasting. Busy week for me. I'm having a lot of fun doing the podcast Time Out with T.O. along with Terrell Owens and Rob Cesternino. Sorry, Rob. I hate screwing up names. But anyway, that's also on the Sideshow Network where you can listen to Who's Paying Attention, which you're listening to now. So this week, the news is, for me, the big news is that they've come up with some agreement, and not all the details are finalized, but apparently we're not going to go to war with Syria. We are not going to airstrike Syria. We are not going to start any trouble in Syria. John Kerry and Russian diplomats and Putin and Obama and all the egos involved have come up with an agreement to allow the UN to do inspections and destruction of Assad's chemical weapons. Again, the details haven't been worked out, but this is the best solution. And I think it just saves a face for a lot of powerful politicians. There are a lot of egos. Man, Putin was talking shit. Even an op-ed piece in the New York Times insulting Americans and blah, blah, blah. But again, all just talk. The good thing is, it doesn't appear there'll be war. Obama comes out of this looking okay. Not great, not great, not organized, not with a plan, but okay. And it's a lot of face saving. So that's good. Listen, I'm happy there's not going to be another 10 years of another 90-day military action in a Middle Eastern country. So we're done. And now, you know, this week, I don't know where I'm going with this. This week, I think I'm going a little bit lighter. I'm going to just go with sports news because I love sports, and stupid news because stupid's always popular. And if we're going to start with stupid, how about we talk about George Zimmerman, who is back in the news. There was some kind of fight in his garage. Now, listen, I don't know what's going on with this neighborhood, but if George is still your neighborhood watch captain, you might want to move out of this neighborhood because there's all kind of trouble and your neighborhood watch guy is at the center of it. He got into a fight with his estranged wife's father in his garage. The fight was recorded on an iPad, which was, of course, destroyed. The father got punched in the nose. Zimmerman got punched in the head because Zimmerman's always getting hit in the head. His head is always bleeding. And the wife called 911, said that Zimmerman had a gun. I guess he didn't stand his ground in his own garage, yet somehow he stood his ground out on the street. But I'm not going to go into it. I'm just saying this guy is a mess. This guy is trouble. And over, it's just going to be, the scenes are going to be repeated. They say he acts like he's invincible. Really? Man who got away with murder acts like he's invincible? Wonder why. So it's a mess. They can't record. Of course, once again, and amazing, Zimmerman's actually good at this. If you're a cyber criminal, you might want to hook up with George Zimmerman, because the video and audio and whatever from the iPad can't be found, right? The iPad's destroyed, just like before with the phone message, but we can't identify who talks on the phone. Guy's an asshole. He's a bad guy. It's a shame. And now he's going to be one of those type of celebrities that we're just going to hear every time he gets arrested or does something stupid or whatever else. So to hell with him. And that's my take on that idiot. Okay. Continuing in this vein, you honestly have to read this to believe it. Iowa is granting permits for blind people to carry guns. That's right. That's right. If you're blind, you can still carry a gun in public in Iowa. Now, of course, they haven't explained how you get to the gun range. I mean, are we going to give the blind people a driver's license to get to the gun range? Amazingly, there is an eye test to get a driver's license. Yes, you have to be able to see to drive, but not to carry and shoot a gun. And one of the county sheriffs that says that, the Cedar County Sheriff, Cedar County, some little county in Iowa, has a legally blind daughter. And the sheriff says he plans to obtain her a carry permit when she turns 21. And he's going to train, he knows how to train blind people to carry guns. Spokesman for blind people, Stevie Wonder, told CNN, imagine me with a gun. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Iowa, you just won. With all the crazy gun laws, okay, Colorado recalled two congressmen over passing a gun law. That's right, Colorado, the state that's had the Columbine shooting and the Aurora shooting, recalled their congressman because the congressman wanted background checks. That's crazy. Florida, stand your ground laws, legal to shoot black people. That's insane. Iowa, you just won because you have blind people carrying guns in public. How could that work out badly? God bless you. All right, let's move on to sports. In less than earth-shattering news, how about we go with obvious? Sports Illustrated has done an investigation of Oklahoma State college football, and they found, now I hope you're sitting down, okay, Oklahoma State, major college football program, Sports Illustrated seems to have found widespread academic misconduct from 2000 to 2011, with players, I'm just reading from the article, routinely having work completed for them by tutors and receiving passing grades for inferior work. Really? Major college football players were getting a hand to get through college? Now, keep in mind, Oklahoma State during this period had Dez Bryant, okay? If you're not a football fan, Dez Bryant is an incredible wide receiver who plays for the Dallas Cowboys and who also, and this is my just personal opinion, set a new low for pro athletes in trouble when he was arrested on a domestic violence charge involving his mother. That's right, not a girlfriend, not a baby mama, not a wife, his mother. That's how low Dez Bryant sunk. The Cowboys literally hired two guys to follow him around and keep him out of trouble. Full time, that was their job. Follow him around, keep him out of trouble. He went to Oklahoma State. Players, of course, one player, beautiful how honest he is, former defensive tackle Brad Gertman. Are you kidding me? I didn't go there to go to school. I went there to play football. Exactly. We know it. Stop pretending that major college football, that major college basketball is anything other than a minor league for the professional leagues, okay? Stop pretending they're going to class, and please stop telling me and anyone else about the education they're getting. Now, of course, Les Miles, who was the coach of Oklahoma State at the time and now has moved up to coach LSU, a true football factory, says that none of this ever happened. None of this is not true. The players are just making it up. Because who would lie? Honestly, who would lie? The coach who profited, literally made millions of dollars off of these players, or the players who busted their ass and didn't make a penny? I don't know. T. Boone Pickens, also involved. If you don't know T. Boone Pickens, he's a oil billionaire out of Texas who's connected to Oklahoma State. I mean, built this football stadium, loves it. You know, it's just one of those big ego billionaires, likes to brag about cowboy football, Oklahoma State Cowboys. And he says the players are lying. This is one of the guys who probably provided those jobs. And what kind of jobs do they provide? How do they pay college football players? You get paid to water lawns in places with automatic sprinkler systems, things like that. Those are kind of jobs they get. I got no problem with it because they're making millions of dollars for these schools. So stop pretending. But kudos to Sports Illustrated for doing another investigation of something obvious that we all know about. That's reporting. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use offer code ALONZO8. Now check this out. If you send me your Squarespace website, then the best ones will be featured on the following podcast. Well, maybe not next week's podcast. It depends on what's in the news. You may have a great website, but there may be something crazy that happened and I don't fit you in. But I'm going to do my best to get your website onto my podcast. I'm going to tell everyone about it. So please send it into my Twitter account, or you can email it to my website, which should have been made by Squarespace, but I made it before. Now, here's why. Okay, this is the thing that gets me out Squarespace. $8 a month. And includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. You know how much more than that I had to pay for my own domain name? I literally had to pay almost $100 to get Alonzo Bowden online because my brother, the computer genius, registered my domain name early in internet development, like in the mid-90s, you know, when six people had the internet and everything cost a fortune. Yeah, that's when I bought my own name. So go to Squarespace and get your name for free, and it's only $8 a month. You can't beat that. Say you need that done. You need something changed. Squarespace has support 24/7, and you know how they do it? With actual, live human beings. I know you're not used to speaking to them anymore. You'd rather just email. You can do it that way, but if you want, you can contact Squarespace, and you can actually talk to a person to get your question asked or to get some customer support done. You really need to check this out. Remember, it's Squarespace. For a free trial, 10% off, you go to squarespace.com and use offer code ALONZO9. Speaking of college football players, my absolute favorite, it's official, he's my guy, Johnny Manziel, a.k.a. Johnny Football, a.k.a. money machine for everyone involved in college football. Johnny Manziel is a Texas A&M quarterback. He won the Heisman Trophy last year as the best football player in college, which is very rare for a freshman to win. Since then, he's been a tabloid superstar. He mysteriously had front row tickets to pro games. He's, just made all kind of appearances. The big thing was supposedly he got paid for autographs. They couldn't prove he got paid for signing autographs and memorabilia, so the NCAA ridiculously suspended him for half a game. And this is why they're not picking on Johnny Manziel, okay? Make no mistake. His parents are rich. His family has money, and they've made it clear that if you go after our son and ruin his football career with no proof, no evidence, we're going to sue the hell out of you. So they're really scared. He's also smart. And the other thing is, he's really good. How good is he? Well, in that first game, after they suspended him for a half a game, he threw three touchdowns in the second half. Yesterday, in the big game, and this is when he made a name for himself, last year he beat Alabama. Okay, Alabama is a pro team that plays college football. Make no mistake about it, Alabama could beat Jacksonville, maybe Carolina, and a few other NFL teams. It's a football factory. They win a national championship every year. Last year, Johnny Manziel beat them. Rematch yesterday. Johnny Manziel, his team didn't win yesterday, but he did pass for 464 yards and 5 touchdowns. He's an incredible college football player. You know what? I bet his autograph is worth some money. I wish I had one. And he's basically like, screw the NCAA and screw this. You can't mess with me because he's that good. And this is the ultimate hypocrisy. Okay, all the announcers in football, oh, he's a bad guy, he's spoiled, blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, they're all getting paid to talk about him. The ultimate hypocrisy is CBS has a Johnny Cam, a camera devoted to following him during the football games. So he's terrible, he shouldn't make any money, but we're going to specifically put a camera on him in a medium that sells commercials. So we make some money when you watch Johnny, and the school makes money, and the conference makes money, and the NCAA makes money, and all the announcers on ESPN and every other college football, blah, 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 all get paid big money to talk about Johnny, but Johnny shouldn't get paid. Stop it. It's a joke. Wait till he goes pro. Hopefully he stays clean because, you know, once you get to the pros, things get serious. I have to talk about, and you know, I don't even know if it's right or wrong to pick on athletes in trouble or what. Just, this is my point. The thing with sports, okay? If you want to know why athletes act so entitled and why they get in trouble in the pros, it's because right now, like ESPN is televising high school football. Okay, if you're a high school football player and you're on TV, do you really think you're going to listen when your teacher says, be good, get good grades? No. Then you go to college. Right now in college, you get special treatment, which just been shown once again and this and that. Then you get to the pros, and the horrible one would be Aaron Hernandez, you know, who's now awaiting trial on a murder charge. But let's look at Von Miller. Von Miller, unbelievable linebacker for the Denver Broncos, led the league in sacks, amazing player. He's on a 6-game suspension for substance abuse. So what does he do since he has all his free time? He goes out and gets arrested for driving without a license and unpaid tickets. Yeah, a multimillionaire with unpaid tickets. My point being, why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he think he can get away with anything? I'm actually hoping for a little violence. Von, slap somebody. That way you could have the triple. You could have the drugs, the driver's license, and violence. Because these are the kind of trouble these guys get in. And I'm not dismissing their part in it. They're adults and they're responsible. But let's be honest. All their lives, you're allowed to do whatever you want. Now you do something wrong and you're a terrible person. Not a terrible person, just somebody who the rules have never applied to and isn't used to them. Okay, so that's it. Enough of my ranting. I think all this stuff is hilarious. I'm not taking this stuff seriously, and I don't seriously want Von Miller to hit anybody, especially not me. I hope he's not listening to this. But it's just the hypocrisy is utterly ridiculous. Good things in sports? Well, I don't know what you did last night. Okay, I think I watched a movie. Floyd Mayweather made $41 million. Floyd Money Mayweather. Now, you talk about a nickname that fits, okay? We may have had Magic Johnson, all right? Air Jordan. LeBron is now known as the King. Forget all that. Money Mayweather. Because Mayweather had a fight last night, and Mayweather owns his... See, remember the old days? Some of you remember when boxing was run by guys like Don King and Bob Arum, and they stole all the money from the boxers? Not Mayweather. Mayweather owns his stuff. He owns his rights to pay-per-view. He owns the whole thing. He fought Canelo Alvarez last night. He won, but it didn't matter. Win or lose, he was walking out winning $41 million. They had a reporter following him around. They do this pre-fight series on Showtime. It's really good. And Mayweather went to the ATM, and he showed the guy his receipt. He had $130 million in his ATM account. How much you got in there? That's right. Money Mayweather had $130 million in his ATM account. When asked about it, he said, well, that's just one account. Money Mayweather, the man. I love this guy. Another guy who I got to give props to, and this is a guy, you don't know how hard it is for me to do this, okay? Coach K. Coach Krzyzewski with the Duke Blue Devils, one of the greatest college coaches of all time. I give him that. The reason I don't like him is simply because I'm a North Carolina fan, and the Duke-North Carolina rivalry is just like, you can't like him. But Mike Krzyzewski was asked, LeBron won the Sportsman of the Year award from Sports Illustrated. He asked Coach K to give the speech. Coach K also coaches the Olympic team. He's won a couple of gold medals. That's why him and LeBron are friends. Coach K met Jay-Z, met Beyonce, and lost it. He lost it when he met Beyonce. Now, mind you, this is the coach of the Duke Blue Devils who's won multiple national championships, okay? Multiple gold medals at the Olympics. Knows everybody as big as they can be. So he gives the speech when presenting LeBron with the Sportsman of the Year award, okay? And then he wants to meet Beyonce. Now, you know how it is. Your guy meets a hottie, you're a little tongue-tied. He meets Beyonce, and he says, "Hi, I'm Coach K." And she says, "I know who you are. I've been listening to you give a speech for the past 10 minutes. And then he asks for a picture, and he's like, "You're my favorite." And he admits this in an interview. He does this whole thing. So he says, you know, he's impressed with LeBron. He's impressed with Jay-Z, but absolutely loves Beyonce. And I got to say, I think it's cool to be at that level and be that much of a fan of somebody. I don't know if I'd lose it when I met Beyonce. Maybe she's that fine in person. But I could see that if I met Vanessa Williams or someone like, yeah. Every guy has some woman they'd meet when you just be like a stuttering fool. So good for Coach K for keeping it real and being human. And finally, and I love this story, okay. Teresa Vail is in the Army National Guard. But you know what's even cooler? She's Miss Kansas. And you know what's cooler than that? She's got ink. This is the big story. Teresa Vail, who is not just Miss Kansas, but I guess is a bit of a badass, you know? A good archer. Maybe she's ready for the Hunger Games. She's preparing for the Hunger Games. When we do the Hunger Games for real, she's going to be ready. The woman has military experience. She's an Army brat. Her dad was in the Army. She's an expert marksman with an M16. That and archer. That brings a whole new level to the talent competition in these beauty contests. And she's got ink. She's got tattoos on the side of her body. She's got an Army symbol on her shoulder, a bunch of stuff. Personally, I think women with tattoos are hot, you know, as long as they're not overdone, not done wrong. And it's weird, but we all seen it, right? When a woman does one tattoo wrong, the whole thing just doesn't work. But when she does them right, crazy hot. So kudos to this woman. This is just hot. I never cared about Miss America. Still don't. Not since Vanessa Williams. She's the recurring theme for this podcast. But I'm all about it. Good for her. Miss America. I hope she wins. I hope Teresa wins Miss America. I hope Miss Kansas wins Miss America with her ink. Good for her. That's it for me. I'm going to try to get another show recorded before I leave. I'm going to be going to Europe on a cruise, and it's going to be just a crazy busy month coming up in October. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. Also, check out Time Out with T.O. We have a lot of fun going over the week in football, and Terrell Owens is really a cool guy. So that's it. That's all I got. Listen, if you're in Iowa, just honestly, keep your head down. Keep your eyes open, because blind people are walking around carrying guns. If you're anywhere in the vicinity of George Zimmerman, just run. Just drop your shit and run. Oh, that's such a man. It's funny and it's not funny. It's sad. It's a sad state of affairs. I'm done. I'm out. This is Alonzo Bowden asking, who's paying attention and hoping you are? Love you guys. Thank you.
Hey Sideshow fans, if you like live comedy and love to party, then the Cabo Comedy Festival is the place for you. Check out CaboComedyFestival.com for the details. From October 2nd to 6th, over 50 of the world's funniest comedians are heading to the beaches of Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, and they're giving away a trip for two to join all the action. visit facebook.com/Cabo Comedy Festival or CaboComedyFestival.com to enter. Downtown Cabo will come alive with nightly shows featuring over 50 of the world's top stand-ups, followed by exclusive after-parties at the hottest nightclubs, beachfront resorts, pool parties, golf, nightly comedy shows. You don't want to miss the Cabo Comedy Festival. Enter to win or book your travel and purchase tickets at CaboComedyFestival.com.